'Tis the season for many things. Now, if you're not careful, 'tis the season to do what you've always done. If you're not careful. 'Tis the season to overspend the way you have always overspent. 'Tis the season to feel melancholy and sad if you're not present in this moment. 'Tis the season to feel lonely if you manage to allow yourself to forget that you're never alone, even if it's only in the presence of God. 'Tis the season to feel overworked, overburdened, overpartied, overpulled, overshopped, right? Basically, this is December 1st, and unless you choose on this day to wake up, 'tis the season to roll into or crawl into, what I should say, 2014 like this. Like, whew, another one. Now, not for all of you, not all the time, I get that. For some of you, it's sweet. For some of you, there's some holiday traditions, and there's family stuff, and there's some good stuff. It's all together. But unless you're awake, you're very possibly going to crawl into 2014 doing what you've done maybe many years before. Anybody relating to what I'm talking about? Okay? So, how do we interrupt that? We interrupt all things by waking up. We interrupt all patterns by becoming and raising our awareness, our self-awareness. How do we raise our self-awareness? I'll just do the question and answers myself the whole time, in case you didn't notice the pattern. We ask questions. We ask questions that call for us to wake up. And one of the most important initial questions will be, what do I want? How do I want to feel on December 31st? And then you might even want to ask it again. I don't know about you, but historically, until I came into this teaching, and then quite honestly, I don't know how many years in a row now we've done the New Year's Eve retreat. There was one or two years we did not. How many times have we done the retreat? Do you know, Sleep? 6 times, maybe? 7 times? I'm not so sure. Until I took it upon myself to transform my experience of even New Year's Eve, historically, New Year's Eve to me was a painful, awful, messy, filled with emotions and drinking too much and just dissatisfaction. Because I was looking at all the movies. Everybody's so beautiful on New Year's Eve in the movies. Everybody's dressed up. Everybody finds the love of their life. And there's always that great kiss. That wasn't my story. That was nothing close to my story. I had a few New Year's Eves that were filled with family, with kids and adults that had a lot of joy. Those. But more of my New Year's Eves were unconscious because I wasn't being present. I wasn't being present to who I was. I was wanting what I saw. I was wanting the idea of New Year's Eve. I wanted the idea of the New Year's Eve resolutions and the celebrations, and it just wasn't working. And so the same thing exists with this entire holy season. So the way I transformed my New Year's Eve is I took control. And I don't mean that in an egoic way. I mean that in the way of I made a decision, I set an intention to change it, and then I brought a bunch of people with me, because you know me, if something's good, I want you all at the party. It's just, you know, the way I am. And so that's what turned into a silent meditation retreat every year. And sometimes we don't do full silence, but that's what that transformed into. So now I have pulled back my energy from the investment I had in what I saw and what I thought I wanted, and I took my energy back and got grounded in the place of creation. Your great place of creation is your intention. I got present to the intention. I got present to the experience I wanted to have happen. And it's been the sweetest experience to be in total silence as one year gives way to a next, which is such an illusion because it's a nanosecond. It's an illusion. The fact that anything ends and anything begins, it's a lie in and of itself when you really think about it, right? The truth is, we are always only dealing in this now. But for the holiday season, one of the other things that started to change for me, although it's a little hard, I don't have quite the perspective I would if I was a civilian, and I mean not in ministry. Because in ministry, there's demands from before Thanksgiving through to the end of the year, because I've chosen to be in service. And in choosing to be in service, of course, there will be calls, and there will be time that I have to show up for others. However, that doesn't feel like it taxes me. That doesn't feel burdensome, but it does call me to be more present. But what I really wanted to change was my slipping in to Christmas, exhausted in my own life experience. And it's really funny because I'm not, doing what I do for a living, right? Here we are practicing the science of mind, and I believe in what I call, the law of possibility, and so for me, new is never a scary thing. I love new. I love new. I love the next adventure. I love the next possibility. I'm not all that attached to having things the way they were, in whatever form that was. However, my children love tradition. And some of the people around me love tradition. Now, I would give up some of the things that I've been doing for years after year after year. I give that to my kids. I give it to them. I give that to them because that's what as moms we do. We give them that. Now, kids, we're talking 17, 31, and 35, mind you, okay? you think at that point I just say, oh, go do your own thing, But, the fact that they find value in it will have me serve that. So it means we will keep a certain tradition of when we open the gifts, and there'll be a tradition of having breakfast with my very good neighbor and her four boys, and me making breakfast for somewhere between 12 and 20 people on Christmas morning. So usually what happens is by the end of Christmas breakfast, my son used to go off and be with his dad then for the week, and I would just go home and sleep. I'd get some invitations, and mostly I'd turn them down. I just wanted to sleep. I was done. So I had to wake up again, and the waking up is, what do I want? What do you want? What is the experience you want? If you're Christian, you're Jewish, it doesn't matter. This is a season that normally call, and happy Hanukkah to those who, right? Do you know that it's not going to happen again for like 78,000 years? Isn't that bizarre? I was shocked. Thanksgiving. All right. Yeah, I thought I was mishearing people. I'm like, no, it can't be now, but evidently it is now. So whatever the Jewish calendar is, I guess that, it's right now. So happy Hanukkah to those of you who are celebrating that. But we are all used to being taxed because you're going to go to the store. When was the earliest you saw Christmas decorations out? Ridiculous, right? I know I say this every year. It's like I'm like a broken record. But I just can't bear that they don't even wait till after Thanksgiving. Like it's by Halloween now. They moved it to Thanksgiving. Now they've moved it to Halloween. So that very idea means that we have all been put upon by mass media and the marketing and the materialism and all that stuff that is just calling for you to spend, spend, spend. You want to be happy? Spend. That's the message. No, you don't have to spend for yourself. Spend for your family. Do it selflessly. You're still spending. Make yourself a promise. If you don't have it this year, don't spend it. You hear me? If you don't have it, don't spend it. Because it's a lie if you do that. It's a lie if you chalk up your credit cards, and we used to do that when I was married. We were a little unconscious back then. We spent. Oh, we had fun Christmas morning. Ooh, skis and ski jackets and stuff. stuff with the toys, and then paid for it all year long. Just in enough time to spend for Christmas. Not a good system. What do you want? What do you want? What matters to you? Do you know what you want? Do you know? Like, can you get what you want to be feeling throughout the month of December? Do you know? Yes or no? Are you sure? Because I suggest you go home and really get that today. If you know the feeling you want to have from now till after New Year's Eve, turn to someone and tell them that feeling. Share the feeling experience that you want to have and that you're willing to set as an intention on this day. Turn right now to somebody and tell them. Grow a beard. Okay? So that's the feeling you want to set your intention to and that you want to empower. So there are some things, some very real things you can do. First of all, when you go home today, if you haven't done it now, I see some people, sometimes people write notes and they bring their journals. Write it down. Write it down as a declaration for now, for this holy season. I shall experience, and whatever that is. Set that intention, put it up as a reminder, put it in your phone, put it in your journal, put it wherever you want, but start with the intention. Number two, and I mean this, I'm really not trying to, set a budget. Set a budget that won't tax you. Your family members will not love you more because you've spent more. I got news for you. They don't like you. They're not going to like you then either. That's just the truth. If they love you, they're going to love you no matter what. So you could give crafts. You could spend time. You could give someone a gift that says, I'm going to spend the afternoon with you. We're going to bake together. So you invest time in those individuals. But take it out of the realm of thinking as far as all the pictures that you see of the Christmas trees with the mountain. And I get it. I'm not beyond being addicted or being hypnotized to some degree, but I keep trying to stay awake. All the pictures of all the presents with all the ribbons and all the cool stuff. It's a distractor to you. It's a distractor to your good. So set your intention. Set your limits. Then, say no when you want to say no. If you don't want to go to two or three different events in a day or in a weekend, say no. No, thank you. No, thank you, and I love you. But say no. Be willing to say no so that you're not pulled. And I know in this day and age, we have lots of blended families. So I know some of you, especially younger people with children in a blended family, you go into everyone's family and, the mother and father on the one side, and if God forbid they're split, then you got something else you got to do. I mean, you could only be in so many places at any one given time. Choose. And choose what's going to fill your heart and soul. You understand? Choose what will fill your heart and soul. I know that this is a stretch, but if you're going to send someone a greeting, can you do it on paper? Can we go back to some old-fashioned card writing? I love you, but don't send me an electronic Merry Christmas. It's time, because that effort, see the love I'm talking about? I'm going to feel that love, and you're going to feel the love if I actually put that on paper. Put it on paper. Invest, what is it now? 40 what? 46. Ooh, that is an investment, isn't it? Make the investment of time. Make the investment in writing it out, in sharing your gratitude, in saying, I love you. Make the investment. Buy some cards. Make the cards. Last night, I had fun with my daughter-in-law, and we made salt ornaments, and then I bought stamps, and I started making cards. What a fun thing, and made homemade tags. That was fun. It was lovely spending that time with her. Set the intention. Set a budget. Say no. Share of yourself. And to do it, by writing cards or call. Call the person you haven't called for a while. Call your mother. Please. Call that person that maybe you just haven't been reaching out to. Maybe you got some stuff to clean up. You want to give a gift? Clean it up. You really want to move into 2014 free? Clean it up. Try not to overeat. I'm serious. Like say no. Just say no. 2 cookies are enough. 6 cookies doesn't make you feel better. Actually, 1 bite can make you feel as full as a whole abundance. Drink less. Because what happens is, a glass of wine is lovely. 3 glasses of wine has you be not present. You think you're having fun. You don't even know. Because you've now distracted yourself. You understand? That's the thing about alcohol. And I have no big thing about alcohol. I don't mean to, do I sound like a holy roller? Okay, because I don't mean to. Because I'll probably have a shot or two of tequila come someplace at some point. I'm just mean in general, you just don't want to keep doing it to excess ever, because you go unconscious. And be safe, for God's sake. If you do decide to go unconscious, please have another driver. Return to us safely. Be awake. Be awake. And love the people. If you're going to go shopping, you're going to buy a present, love those people in the stores. Let's love on our retail people. Because God knows they need loving. Because there's enough people buying their stuff, throwing it on the floors, casting it over, not being appreciative, not being awake. Turn to that person who's just taking care of you and say, "How you doing today? You okay?" You know, they will seriously appreciate the fact that you just took time to converse with them. Otherwise, their day is a blur. Be the one that stopped them in their steps for just a moment. Yes? What's your intention? Shout it out. What's your intention for the year to feel? Shout it out. Beautiful. Let us serve that intention. Grow a beard. Can you play Santa? Can you have a white beard? Anybody have a white beard you're willing to grow? Imagine have a white Santa that is a science of mind Santa. What a cool thing that would be. Right? Can you grow a beard? Oh, your beard is probably dark. Is that it? Okay. I can't, thank God, not yet. So let us hold the hands of someone. Let us connect. Feel your intention. Feel the intention of love, of sweetness, of possibility. Feel the intention of being awake, of being present, of being fully, fully, fully present. By slowing down, by checking in, by touching the place of your heart within. Feel it for a moment. Remember your divine perfection, your birthright. You are the one that the world has been waiting for. You are the carrier of light, of love. You are the carrier of possibility. Feel it. Know it. Accept that crown. accept the crown of possibility? As you stand tall with your shoulders back, walking in every day in the love. You are the one that the world has been waiting for. You are the one standing on the precipice of possibility and choosing brilliance. You are the one. Let us feel it. Let us know it. And if you are fully present in this moment, you are already feeling full. Your heart is full. You feel called forth to be all of you. For this beauty, for this love, for this time of transmutation, I am incredibly grateful. And I ask you to surrender into the One in full celebration and abundant gratitude. May we walk every day knowing we are guided, guarded, protected, in love, prospered, seen, and celebrated. For this and so much more, I do give my thanks. And so it is. So what I ask you right now is to generate your good, to give from that good, to give from your overflow, to feel it, to celebrate it, to know that that which you give to, which is the center, is worthy of your giving. So never crinkle your donation. There is no shame. You give to the level that you're capable of, whatever that might be. We honor you. We bless you. We thank you. We bless the giver, for that is you. We bless you. We bless the gift, that which you share with us, and we honor it, and we take good care of it. And we bless the act of giving, for that is a movement in the mind of God. It is good and is glorious. For this and so much more, I give my thanks, and so it is.